Well, I was going to. He's a cool name.
Did they have names for you, or?
No. As far as I know, they didn't know. They don't mind being called Cajun. No. Now, I went to the sugar farm one year down there at home, and that's all it was down there. Was Cajun. But they were good people. They were just as good to as they could be. Get along with them fine.
What about people that lived out in up in Mississippi?
Well, they're just hardworking poor people like we were.
Did you ever hear, you know, when people got mad, angry at other people, what would they say about them? Other names for them? You ever hear?
No. Rednecks, we used to call them rednecks, I believe, something like that. Mississippi rednecks, yeah.
Now, did you ever know of people, a marriage between black and white here?
No. No, that didn't go on here. Some places they kind of take up black and white, but it wasn't nothing like that in this country. We right in this facility, we got some, this is pretty good country, right? Good neighbor, got good neighbors. Of course, some coming in here now, some of them not so desirable, but all in all, this has been a pretty good country in this side here. We don't have no serious trouble, nothing like that. More than anything like that, you know. Of course, some niggas get in trouble,
somebody told me there was a man named over there, a white man, who had a wife who was colored.
What was his name?
I don't know, but Mr. is, he's got some white blood in him, doesn't he? What do you call people white?
Well, Malala. Yeah, it's some mixed blood right here. Yeah, it is some of that, some mixed blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Did they, were they considered what color?
Black. That's right. When the hair was an hair, they associated with black.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Or even a real light-skinned person, right?
Oh, yeah. But any person got black blood in them associated with the niggers.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And white people don't have anything to do with them. But we don't have much of that here now. It used to be kind of bad around place, but...
Did you ever hear the name Free Jack?
Yeah. There's some Free Jacks down in the lower part of Louisiana here.
What's a Free Jack?
Well, I understand just after the Civil War, during the Civil War, they had too much blood in them to be a slave, and they just called them Free Jacks. Somebody. Now they're dark-complected people. Now I've seen them. It was a few when the tall bale of lumber company came in here. Some of those came with it.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing them. But white people didn't have anything to do with them. In fact, it was kind of their home. The niggers didn't associate with them. But there's not any of that kind in this country now that I know of. Y'all got them down in Georgia?
No. But the people that work for you, what do they call you, or call you daddy?
When a chap is just Joe, but after got to be a man, it's Mr. Joe, and they call my daddy Mr. Burke. All the black people call white people Mr. And all these heard them that nigga out there call Mr. But these young ones, they kind of getting smart, and they don't want to do that.
Now, a person that maybe lived way back in the woods somewhere and didn't come into town much, did you have folks like that?
Yeah, we had some few that just stayed at home, and when they get out to town, they'd act a little different, you know. You could tell they'd been in the country. We had some few like that. Just maybe they'd go to town in the spring and get supplies, and then you'd what's called a one-horse farm. And then maybe they'd make a bale or two bales of cotton, and they'd take it back in the fall, and that's the only time they got to the railroad. But not many of those times. We had some few like that.
They lived back in the swamps? Yeah, what'd you call them?
Well, one particular, then white people, one time was Mr. Morgan, he and his son, just lived back, his wife died way before he did. They lived close to us, and they just lived to themselves. They just did their own cooking and never went anywhere or nothing. Just,
you know what a Hoosier was?
No.
You never heard that word?
No, I never heard of Hoosier.
Now, what about people from Georgia that were like that? Was you Did you ever hear words and names used for that?
No.
You know what a cracker was? You ever heard that?
No. You ever got them kind of people in Georgia?
What do they call them? Crackers. Any other names for people you heard?
No. Now, it is a few Indians in Louisiana. I mean, not many, but there is a few.
What about people that just didn't give their children a chance to education, didn't work
hard? We had some of those kind too. Well, now those were moonshiners, mostly made moonshine whiskey, but, well, they were considered white people, though, and we had some that wasn't good citizens at all, but we don't have them kind anymore. No, it doesn't come.